We're back on with Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Let's talk some more fishing, Cole. Thanks for some more of your time.
Yeah, Adam, thanks for having me on again. Let's go.
All right. We talked about the rivers and this monsoon and how we think it's going to affect things. Fresh push of fish definitely going to be coming in, although it's going to be really tough to fish until these waters start coming down. But then look out this weekend. We both feel like it's going to be lights out this coming weekend with the weather pattern and things that are just all set up perfectly for a great weekend of fishing on the rivers. But now, let's talk about the river mouths, which I've been getting great reports from.
Yeah, the river mouths have definitely been the place to be. Still getting awesome reports from guys that are getting out early light, you know, finding some coho down at the Carp River, and occasional steelhead, but coho fishing's been really good down there.
Any reports of browns staging up to get into the rivers to spawn?
I have heard of some caught in the chalk lay in the river, but I haven't gotten great numbers on the carp.
All right. Well, any word on what to use, you know, whether you're fly, spawn, or hardware chucking?
Well, guys that are fishing spawn have definitely been doing the best, most effective way right now. But guys are doing good, throwing some hot and tots, things like that. Same thing, throwing MEPs, size 4, you know, your typical colors that we talked about earlier in the show. But fly guys picking up some on beads and big stonefly patterns, and also throwing some woolly buggers, egg-sucking leeches and stuff. So those are always kind of the standbys for this time of the year.
Excellent tips right there. If you want to get out and fish the river mouths, you can do that right now, actually, now that the weather has kind of lightened up a little bit, so to speak. But it is windy out there, that's for sure, and you got to be careful of that heavy surf right now with these north and northeast winds. So be careful.
Yep, be careful landing your fish. Definitely going to be the most dangerous part. So,
let's talk about this big sale you got going on. I'm a big fan of Sims Gear, and that's what you got closeouts on right now.
That's right, Adam. We got Sims Gear in the shop that's on closeout. So they're Challenger bibs and hoodies. They're great waterproof, lightweight jackets and bibs. Good for ice fishing. Good for this time of year if you're fishing around the banks or in a boat. They're $50 off their normal retail price, so we got them right now for $150. They're typically retail at $200. And we have a bunch of their summer gear, bug stopper shirts, things of that nature.
Big fan of those, too, bug stopper shirts.
Absolutely. They kick butt. Definitely saved me this year in the woods, that's for sure. So those going on, and then we have a lot of sales on our rods and reels, just kind of clearing out some of the summer inventory and getting things ready for this winter. So stop in, check out what we got, and, you know, never too early to think about Christmas shopping either.
Yeah.
The sale is going to end at the end of October.
Now, those bug stopper shirts will save your liver from DEET overexposure, too.
That's for sure. This is actually the first year I didn't use any DEET. I didn't really use any bug spray as long as I had my bug stopper shirt on.
Nice. Very nice. All right, Cole, at Superior Outfitters, you said off the air you're going to go musky fishing this week, so we'll look forward to hearing how that goes next week.
Yep, I'd like to give you a report next week.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, good luck, everybody.
This is The Outdoor Show.